TalkZB's 26-7. Graham Thomas is with Milford Asset Management. Now, the Milford KiwiSaver plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner New Zealand for 2013. And you can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management. Now, they offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver plan funds for your retirement savings needs. And for more information or a copy of the investment statement, you can go to the website, which is milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. That is one word, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or Milford's direct number during business hours, of course, is 0800 662 345, 0800 662 345. Graham Thomas is with us. Hello, Graham, and thank you for your expertise again.
That's all right. Good evening.
Let's talk about Z Energy and the company announced half-year profit result last week. What did you think of it?
Oh, I thought it was okay, actually. But just to recap briefly on where things have come from here, Z Energy, of course, is previously known as Shell, and it was purchased by Infratil and New Zealand Super in 2010 and was listed on the share market in August of this year. So it's now currently owned 20% by Infratil and about 20% by NZ Super, and the rest are public shareholders. So this is the first result as a listed entity for this business, and it was slightly ahead of the company's plan, according to them. Overall, net profit on a historical cost basis was about $55.5 million, which is a reasonably good number, especially compared with the previous year, which was about $25 million. So actually, the dividend of 7.7 cents per share all up was pretty good, actually. I mean, revenue for the half was about $1.4 billion, and margins were okay, but the interesting thing was that volumes were down, and really what seems to be happening here is they're banking the margin, but it's at the expense of falling volumes, which is interesting, really. And putting that in some sort of perspective, overall industry petrol volumes were down, so we're consuming less petrol for our cars, but diesel was actually up slightly. So, and during the period, oil prices ranged somewhere between $103 and $111 a barrel. So, in fact, over the period, petrol prices in New Zealand were as high as they've, in fact, ever been. But overall, the number's okay. They're also selling more coffee, around 55,000 units per week, and car wash sales are up. So, okay, the numbers really were quite good in general.
And what about the company's business strategy developing since listing? What do you see there?
Well, in fact, overall, just to put it in perspective, they're involved in crude oil procurement, refining through New Zealand refining, imported refined products, shipping and nationwide sales and marketing distribution. So they've got, 213 stations and about 94 truck stops. But what they really push, and you can understand this, of course, is it's locally managed and operate. So they would say they're obviously not owned by one of the big mainstream oil companies. So they've got some on-the-ground sort of nous in terms of how to pitch the business and how to appeal to the local demographic. They also argue that the new brand is now firmly established. They've got around 30% market share, although I think it's probably a bit less than that. And customer satisfaction survey numbers are very good. In fact, they say they're the most preferred brand, which is pretty interesting, actually. So they're gaining ground on that sort of level. They're also pumping around 5.4 million litres per service station, which is up on the industry average of about 3.2. So they've got their strategies kind of coming to fruition, and they've also upgraded a lot of what they call their Tier 1 properties, getting something like a 12% sales uplift, and Tier 2 ones about 5% uplift. So the strategy of being out there, being seen, really seems to be working for them.
And what about the outlook and key risks for the business going forward?
Well, looking out for the year, the full year, they'll probably make a net profit of about $115 million. So the risk in terms of earnings doesn't seem to be too great. It's probably pretty much in the bag. That puts them on a P/E of around about 15 times and a dividend yield of about 5.5, which are actually not too bad. But personally, the risks I see are reasonably significant. I mean, there is a changing demand going on here in transport industry for fuels. I mean, there's substitution-type products. Competition's clearly fierce, and you can see that by pricing incentives and the loyalty cards that we all have to experience when we go through this process. Brand and reputation is a big one for them, but also if they had any environmental incidents or contamination, that's a large one for them as well. But the other one, which is interesting, of course, there's a change in demand for transport fuel. So there's move towards hybrid vehicles and so forth. And overall, there's less visits to petrol stations, which means less people going in for coffees and all sorts of add-ons. So the throughput is a big thing for these guys, and they've got to keep it moving along. But as I say, the risks are quite significant. But, you know, overall, they're building more service stations, about five more over the next 6 months, and that'll take to six for the year. So generally, the business is looking okay, but extremely competitive in my view.
All right. Well, thank you for that excellent analysis, Graham. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That is Graham Thomas from Milford Asset Management. You can go to their website, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or Milford on 0800 662 345. It is now 21 to 7.